North Dakota officials faced a major challenge when the Clean Power Plan was finalized in 2015. Reduce the state's carbon dioxide emissions 45%.
Going up.
12 floors up in the state capitol building is Randy Christman's office. The chair of the North Dakota Public Service Commission says that target is unrealistic.
North Dakota had to be two-thirds of that way by 2022. That's only a few years away, and there's no way we were getting there.
The Clean Power Plan assigned North Dakota the second highest emission reduction target in the country. To comply, the state would need to build tons of wind turbines, while likely shutting down coal mines and plants, and putting thousands out of work. The Supreme Court put the rule on hold last year, and now the Trump administration has changed the equation.
They were going to shut the industry down. That does not exist anymore, those fears.
That's Jason Bohr, president and CEO of Lignite Energy Council. The Clean Power Plan's effectively dead. The president could choose not to enforce it, or the Supreme Court could strike it down, all of which is good news for the coal industry represented by Bohr's trade group. There's no longer a timeline looming, threatening closures in coal country. Mines here can keep operating. Where massive trucks haul thousands of tons of coal daily to nearby plants. But that doesn't mean coal's off the hook.
Donald Trump is not the cure-all for the coal industry. This doesn't fix everything. It just gives us the opportunity to provide solutions.
Solutions that, surprisingly, could actually bring North Dakota close to that ambitious 45% reduction target. Here's Dave Glatt with the State Health Department.
But I think that's a good goal to shoot for. We may not hit it necessarily on the exact timelines that the Clean Power Plan was looking at, but I do think that that's something that we should look at, see how viable it is, especially with the development of new technology. Can we achieve that or even go beyond that?
The state will continue to press forward on a new coal-fired power plant that promises zero carbon emissions. It gasifies coal and uses it, along with oxygen and carbon dioxide, to drive a turbine, then recaptures that CO2. And the state's interested in technology under development to send that CO2 deep underground into horizontal wells drilled in the Bakken oil patch. This enhanced recovery method would squeeze more oil out of mature wells. It hasn't been used before in unconventional wells in the Bakken. Christman with the Public Service Commission sees potential.
The value of that CO2, I think, is so significant that it is in the state's best interests, it's in the generator's best interest, and it's in the oil and gas company's best interest to make sure this happens.
Coal remains the biggest source of electricity in North Dakota, and the industry claims there's still 800 years worth of reserves yet to mine. But even without the Clean Power Plan, coal still faces significant obstacles. The American public demands cleaner energy, and the market's headed there anyway. Renewables are on the rise, and natural gas is cheap. But for North Dakota, it's all about keeping coal viable. The state will try to do that with new technologies, plus craft a path forward for the state's booming wind industry. Glatt says coal plants could still shut down.
We'll probably be looking at closing down the first generation sometime into the future, but then replace it with the second generation, which are significantly cleaner and emit less carbon dioxide.
So the effort for a healthier climate spurred by the Clean Power Plan will still take place here, but on North Dakota's terms and its own timeline. For Inside Energy, I'm Amy Sisk.